This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, indeed, it is the Doug Steffen way to start your day, spend time during the day with the facts, the stories, clarification on items that are important to you, a little play here and there on social media. We have lots of things going on our Facebook pages that will be reflected by Ms. Jay Kirshner, who's here with me. A lot of sports stuff to talk about, but first some good news, Jay. The first effective treatment for back pain. How many of us suffer from, and I say us, yes, me.
Yes.
Back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain. This is, this treatment will change, at least according to the people that are involved in it, how your brain and your back communicate. It's a 12-week course, focuses on the nervous system, rather than painkillers and manipulation. That's what you'd have if you go to a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, exactly. So the basic principle here, Jay, comes from a simple concept. Sometimes mind can overcome matter. You know what I've said? How many times have you heard me say the spirit-mind-body connection? And that's what that play here it looks like. A lot of people have the very difficult time with back, neck, all of the things that we do, the way we sit, the way we drive, the way we stand, the way we walk, the way we run, all those things. So this system called sensor motor retraining, sensor motor retraining, changes how you think about your body. When your body's in pain, so I'm going to try to use that. I've got toothache. Think this will work for that?
It could. Huh? I mean, why not? Sure. Mind over matter, right?
Yep.
But people, when you think about the whole thing of painkillers, and that's where a lot of addictions come from, was typically from a back situation that was treated with painkillers. And a lot of times I've heard personally when people are on painkillers, they say sometimes the pain goes away a little bit, but more than anything, they can feel the pain, but they don't care as much about the pain.
Right.
They're on those things. And it's like, well, how disheartening still.
Well, but the other side of it is when you take a pill, sometimes that has a, you don't know really whether it's placebo. You don't really know what's in that stuff. You just think it's going to help you, and therefore it does help you. I think that's, as much as anything else, a lot of times people take things and they don't know what's in them, and in some cases there's nothing in them. But it makes you feel better because in your head you've done something that will help you. How many times do you hear me talk about various products that loosen up your joints? Calitrin does that, strengthens your muscles. That's really, and that's the straightaway approach. Some people have injections in their back. I've had trouble with my L4, L5, S, whatever it is. I used to when I was a kid growing up on the farm because I was so strong, I would lift with my back and not my legs. Because I thought that was the thing to do. Oh, this is easy. I can do that. And then by the time I was 18, my lower back was a mess. And it's been off and on all my life. I had one circumstance where I was moving Megan down to Brooklyn when she had a job. They just got back from getting her degree. And so we were moving her things down there. And one of the things came loose in the back of the pickup truck. So I got out of the truck and I jumped in the back of the truck. I didn't move for 2 days after that. I was in such pain, I could not move. So Megan carried me back into the truck. She drove the rest of the way down to New York. We unloaded the truck. We didn't. She picked me up, took me out of the truck and laid me on the sidewalk. And I stayed there until all the things were out of the truck. And then she put me back in the truck and drove back to Boston. All the while, I had to go to the bathroom. Hours and hours and hours.
Oh, that's
and
awful.
So when I went and cut home, called an ambulance, brought me to the hospital, stuck two needles in my back that were longer than my fingers, and within minutes the pain went away because all it did was take care of that with the disc and the bone and the stuff. All, you know, most of the back problems are muscle problems, not, you know, they're caused by the bones and stuff being out of place. But the muscles aren't strong enough to keep them. That's why it's very important to keep a strong lower back. Do all of the exercises you can to keep from having the injections or whatever it is. So anyway, this new treatment, 276 people have been split into a couple of groups. One did the therapy for 12 weeks. The other one was given bogus therapies, same 12 weeks. They were delivered by trained therapists, exercise psychologists, that sort of thing. So if you compare the results to studies looking at opioid treatments versus placebo, the difference for that is less than 1 point out of 10. So 10%. Wow, that's pretty amazing. That's pretty indicting of the pain medications that are around, right? I talk about there's a Bayer product, as much as I don't like Bayer, but I didn't find anything like it. I'm going to have to think about this for a little bit. It's called a Back and Body. And when my the pain, you know, radiates around my back, then I, you know, I use this stuff and it seems to relax it. Well, am I just taking something, you know, could I fill up the bottle with something else and take it? Have the same impact? Maybe.
Throw in some Tic Tacs.
Yeah, right, exactly. I'll tell you something. I got a real toothache, though. I can have something for that. Anyway, that's the good news. Back pain bothers so many of us. Maybe you should check this out. Sensomotor retraining. S-E-N-S-O-R-I, motor retraining. And you know, and if you got a good chiropractor, good acupuncturist, this is something to talk about. I have a physical therapist. I'm going to actually ask her about this as well. She's fabulous in giving me, especially my shoulders and stuff, I keep them so that they are operating. It's important to have all that stuff working, especially during this busy season on the farm. Let's do some sports stuff. Serena Williams all over the news trending because she's going to retire. She's, what, 40 years old, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Says after this year's U.S. Open, she's going to call it quits. She's had a couple of children,
greatest tennis players of all time. She has one daughter, I believe, and she wants to have a second child.
Yeah. And what's her relationship like with her sister? I've never really, the two of them were trained. If you see that movie, what is it called?
Oh, Our King Father? Richard.
King Richard, that's it, yeah.
It always seems that they have a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
From anyway, she's looking in. But yeah, 23 Grand Slam titles after the U.S. Open. She's going to call it quits.
Yeah. I heard she wanted to be an actress. Did you hear that?
I thought she has been in things. Has she?
Yeah, I don't know, but she talked. Apparently, the Williams family and Will Smith became friends when they were filming that movie. And one of the things they were talking about was her becoming an actress.
I could see them creating a production company.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. All right, here's the story of a former NFL star named Marshawn Lynch. Multiple charges after driving drunk. There's another one of these guys. So he was taken into custody, facing multiple charges. Arrest occurred during a traffic stop in Las Vegas. Through the course of the investigation, officers determined that Mr. Lynch was impaired, and they arrested him. Okay. So is he going to be treated differently than anybody else who gets arrested in Las Vegas for drunk driving? Of course he is, because he's a big football star.
Thankfully, he was stopped and arrested, and he didn't kill or injure anybody. But here's the thing. He was named as a special correspondent for the 2022 Seahawks broadcast team coming up.
Oh, really?
So it's going to be interesting whether or not he's going to keep that position, or if they're going to say, okay, not now, or just cut ties entirely.
Yeah. All right, here's something that really is cool. This was a frightening moment. If you watch the video, I saw this and I thought, okay, what a great story. What a remarkable display of sportsmanship. The Little League World Series have been all over. You've probably seen this. They actually had some pretty wild coverage on, wide coverage on ESPN and some of the other networks that do sports. Here's the Little League World Series. And a qualifier hit a ball, and he hit the batter in the head with a ball. And so instead of this kid crying and moaning and groaning, his biggest concern was for the kid that threw the pitch at him. How is he doing? I'm so sorry that you hit me. He's apologizing to the kid.
Aww, what a kind-hearted little creature.
Right, exactly. The incident occurred during the first inning of the Southwest Regional Championships between Texas East and Oklahoma. And there were two on and two outs. And so the pitcher for Texas East, Caden Shelton, threw a fastball that struck Isaiah Jarvis in the head. It knocked Jarvis's helmet off, and he went to the ground like a rock. He was holding onto his head. He didn't really get hurt badly.
No,
he got up.
Okay, but the pitcher was pretty upset about it.
Yeah, he was visibly upset. They started to cry, the two of them, apparently. And so the kid that got hit went to the mound to console the pitcher throwing the ball
at him. I love the sportsmanship.
Look at the picture. You see the video of this? Yeah.
It's so sweet.
It's great. Yeah. What's the old thing? A picture speaks a thousand words. 17 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where they focus on Facebook for a moment after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Looking at some of Serena Williams' records, she's got 23 Grand Slam titles, one short of the record, certainly the most dominant figure. So it'll be interesting to see who comes up along or behind her. I don't want to give this conversation about Facebook short shrift, so we'll talk about that in the next half hour. What I do see that's interesting here is that one of the new stars of the Red Sox was in a bicycle accident, and he broke his wrist. So they're paying him $145 million, and he's out for the, of the season. Uh-huh. See you later. You wonder about it. You don't think people. I don't even want to think that somebody would do that on purpose just to get paid and sit on the beach. But at any rate, that's what you call either really bad luck or really good luck. 21 after the hour.
Let Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bread and wheat generated things, and the fact that there has been a shortage of it causing everything, the cost of bread, good Lord, gone crazy because of global grain supplies, and because now Ukraine and Russia have made a deal to open up one of the ports, the prices are going down. Ukraine is a pretty important producer of grain.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour. Remember us to check in with Jay, although I intend to do more of the talking here. I should just be quiet and let you take us through the latest.
No, it's a dialogue, not a monologue. It's a conversation.
Yeah, all right. Johnny Depp has signed a new deal with Christian Dior for a cologne. It must smell bad because Johnny Depp, according to everybody I've ever heard, always smelled. That is a bad body odor. this may be a tributary to that. What do you think?
Well, that's exciting because, well, he has been with Dior fragrance since 2015, and he's pretty much been the face of the cologne. And yeah. Then when that whole Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial stuff started going on, they pulled his spots. And as soon as the trial ended in his favor, those previously recorded and aired spots started showing up back on primetime networks. And they have re-upped him. He's going to be doing a new deal, incredibly lucrative. According to sources, it's a multi-year deal worth seven figures.
So are you swayed by someone like this who's selling a product? Does the fact that Johnny Depp is going to sell a cologne make you want to run out and buy it? Or that Magic Johnson is wearing Nike shoes, does that make you want to run out and buy it? I don't get that.
Me personally, no, I buy things because I want to buy them, but there have been times where a public figure or a celebrity has brought it to my attention, and then I'm like, oh, I'm going to go check that out. And it's like, no, this isn't for me. I don't like it.
Yeah. Okay. Ozzy, do I say what?
Have you ever been swayed by a celebrity?
No, not at all. Unless it was me.
There you go.
Selling some of the stuff. I've used Calitrin all the time. I've persuaded myself to use Calitrin, not only to keep the weight off, but it's also really good for your joints and stuff. Really, really good. Ozzy Osbourne has gone back to the stage after his surgery. His wife, what's her name? Sharon Osbourne, right. They are back and forth. Are they still together? I thought at one point in time that she was checking out.
I think at times that has happened. I believe they are together, but they were living separately just because they were different countries.
Yeah. Okay. So he has Parkinson's, and yeah. What did he have done? He had this whatever the operation is.
Life-altering surgery. Yes. Yeah. This all stems back to a quad biking accident that happened in 2003, and he's just been dealing with so many different physical health issues. Then he had the medication addictions, and he was on too many prescribed medications. And this life, quote unquote, the life-altering surgery was stemming from that accident. And he got up on stage, surprised fans at the Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games in England earlier this week, and rocked the stage. This is the
Rock
first time
on.
He was on stage. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never. There's nothing about that music that just everybody loves their own stuff. But I've never thought that any of the stuff that he, no matter what group he belonged to, Black Sabbath mostly, was just noise. It was just plain noise. However, he's had a lot of notoriety and a lot of people like it, so good luck to him in his return to the stage. 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Here's today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles. Genesis America has announced the continuation of its Priority One program, featuring the upcoming 2023 G90 flagship sedan. Customers may now express interest in Priority.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discovering.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
This week's unprecedented FBI raid on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home by machine gun-equipped FBI agents has many Americans in disbelief. Trump attorney Lindsey Halligan on Fox News last night.
Simply put, it seems that under the Biden administration, the government conceals what it wants to, the government does what it wants to, and American citizens need to protect their country from its government.
Beijing has rescinded a pledge not to send troops to Taiwan if it takes control of the self-governing island. China accuses the United States of trying to undermine China's development and progress. In a new policy document, Beijing's first white paper on Taiwan since Xi Jinping came to power days after China's military began threatening Taipei with live military drills off their coast. Today is National Son and Daughter Day. Take care of them kids. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The most trusted law enforcement agency in the world is no more. The weaponizing of the Department of Justice and the FBI is in full display on their attack and raid of President Trump's home in Florida. The fear that President Trump could return to the White House and poor polling numbers for November's midterm elections has some Washington, D.C. insiders acting like they own the place. President Trump's attorney, Lindsay Halligan, described how she was removed from the Trump home by FBI agents with automatic machine guns during their raid this week under the guise of a Trump-hating magistrate.
They had unfettered access to the property. They looked at God knows what in there and did God knows what in there. We have no idea. What the FBI did was an appalling display of abuse of power. All documents requested were previously handed over. President Trump and his team painstakingly reviewed every single document at Mar-a-Lago and gave the government what they requested. The warrant was secured under seal, so they tried to get away with concealing this overreach by obtaining a warrant. The government seems to be out of control. It's plagued with manipulation, corruption, greed, deceit, and fraud.
As yesterday's CPI numbers eased up slightly, President Biden announced we are at zero inflation, end quote. It should be noted the core CPI, which excludes food and energy, rose 0.3% in the month. That's still about three times the Federal Reserve's inflation target. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
There's a study out now that suggests that underripe bananas may lower the risk of any number of cancers. And the info has produced some pretty intriguing results regarding what they call resistant starches. You want to know what a resistant starch is, right?
It's a...
No, not quite.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. I was looking at some of the responses from some of the folks listening and commenting at our website, or well, not our website, but Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Linda Espinoza said of Serena Williams, Jay, that she had a fantastic career, deserves to retire. Blessings on her. Annette Bleach said it was time, had a great career. Marion Mosher said, oh, dear. Such a great champion and role model. I don't know what the oh dear means. I don't want her to retire. I will miss her.
Seems like Serena isn't sure she wants to retire. She even said how with her husband, whenever they really didn't even talk about it. It was just one of those things that she knew it was coming up. She knew that it was time to move on, even though she cherished that career. But
yeah,
she wants to focus more on her family and everything. But yeah, it was just one of those things of like, just be on the same page, but don't talk about it. Anytime she would start to want to mention it, she'd get that lump in her throat. But yeah, you could tell it, what is that one saying? For the love of the game,
mm-hmm,
the love of the match. She was an icon. She was a legend. She was good at it. And you can tell she genuinely loved what she did.
So some other comments that are interesting here on Trump's Mar-a-Lago, the search, Cheryl Wertle said, "I'm very sad, and I think it was wrong. Even if he's guilty, we got to treat everybody equally. If Trump needs to be treated like this, so does Hunter Biden and Hillary Clinton." I don't know so much about Hillary Clinton, what's going on with her, but I agree. Hunter Biden, I think, is a scam artist. I've never had many arguments Jennifer and I didn't argue about that because we agreed he's just a user, an opportunist. That's the way I would describe him. Shirley Goodson said, "The more he's harassed, the stronger my vote gets." I don't know. Well, okay.
Things a lot of people are talking about, especially on Twitter, political correspondents, they're saying that if nothing comes from this, if they genuinely find nothing, then they basically just handed him the 2024 election.
I don't agree with that at all, but I think he'll run. I think this may solidify he'll push up his time in order to announce, "I'm running for president," but I don't see, under the circumstances, are we voting for the guy because he's competent or because people are after him because he's a jerk? You know, that's what's the... And there have been a lot of false accusations against Trump because people don't like him. And they don't like him mainly, not because of his politics, but because of his attitude. And that's not really right either. Why would you disqualify somebody just because they're a jerk? Although, if he was found, you know, the FBI has been used before. Certainly when J. Edgar Hoover used it, it was weaponized. When he ran it, it was completely political. And he was after people. He did a whole thing on John F. Kennedy. I mean, he really went after him. So the government is corrupt. No question about our government being corrupt.
That's probably a lot of the narrative, too, that it's corrupt. And a lot of people believe that Trump is not afraid to call it out and will do something about it.
Yeah, well, he had 4 years to do something about it, and he didn't drain the swamp. That's for sure. But there's so much when you realize what you have to do when you get in there. It looks different from the outside, but once you get inside, pretty messy. Let's move to Ukraine. Good news from Ukraine. There's a photo of some nesting storks who have come back to their normal nesting place, and that's become a symbol of hope for the people in Ukraine. You see this picture? Mother stork.
That's really sweet.
Nesting her chicks. This was photographed outside of Kyiv, whatever, however we pronounce it. Kyiv.
Kyiv.
I like
but,
Kyiv.
Yeah, 10 miles outside of Kyiv. But it was just, with everything going on, a lot of these animals that could flee, they fled.
Oh, yeah. Well,
some are coming back. That's
blown up.
Something.
Yep. So anyway, the Ukrainian Society for the Protection of Birds. Who would have thunk it? I was taking pictures. Who, at this point in the game over there, who has time or the ability even to look for these sorts of things? But in an age of frustration, anger, and upset, there is still some beauty, actually a lot of beauty in the world. And this is somebody smart enough to get a picture of this to calm people down. Meanwhile, the people were celebrating in Ukraine because they blew the hell up the Russians. Remember a couple of years ago they took over Crimea? Crimea is like Cape Cod.
Mm-hmm.
And the Russian, all the big-time Russians want to go to Crimea, so that's why they took it over, so that they could have access to the Black Sea. So now the Ukrainians went to a base that's in Crimea that was run by the Russians, and they blew up a bunch of planes. The Ukrainian Air Force. I find that interesting to try to comprehend what the Ukrainian Air Force is all about. They got a lot of... they have old Russian planes. They've got old American planes. They got planes from everywhere. And it's hard to know who to shoot at because the planes are all different. And that'd be an interesting challenge. Okay, is that a good plane or a bad plane?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they blew up the... And that's good. Was it yesterday or the day before we started talking about the corruption, what Ukraine was all about, and really, why are we supporting them? Where's all of the ammo going?
Yeah.
Weapons going? Yeah. So I've had some second thoughts, frankly, about that, and I hadn't thought about it before. But the corruption here would be in league with or in concert with the military-industrial complex, most of which is American, although there are other outfits around the world that manufacture guns and all kinds of tools of destruction. But they're, you know, this is pretty serious stuff. The accusations as to where did it all go? Where's it gone? Where have all the gunning? No, it doesn't work. You've got to have two syllables. I was going to say, where have all the flowers gone? Remember that song? You probably don't.
I'm trying to remember it.
Oh, my God.
Too? That's Where Have All the Cowboys Gone?
That may be. I don't know that. So, yeah, I got you and you got me. I don't know where have all the cowboys gone. The back discussion that we were having earlier, how do you fix your back? That was a long discussion, but it was actually worth it, I think. So here's somebody that can use the back medicine and back the back work. Flight attendant for Southwest actually broke her back when the plane landed. I think it was at Orange County in the John Wayne Airport. The plane landed. The crew member had a fracture to her vertebrae during touchdown. So
it was such a rough landing. The flight attendant actually thought that the plane crashed.
Yeah. Yeah. I have Southwest. I've never liked Southwest. I'll put that right out. I've taken Southwest when I had to, but I don't like it. Never have. And I don't see anything that will attract me. I don't like being in a cattle car. I like being in a more comfortable seat. And I like to be able to. I like
so
to be able to,
snooty.
Well, whether it's snooty.
I like
or
being
anything.
In first class. First
I do
class
like being
only.
In first class.
Hey,
yeah.
Anybody who's ridden in first class, what is not to like about first class for sure?
Well, but it isn't just that. It's just that Southwest
you
is.
You get more space. I live Southwest. I've never had a bad experience on Southwest, but that's only my experience I can speak on.
Well, and they're an important airline in Cleveland, where you are, and I think they're an important airline in Memphis, in Nashville as well. So
that's really the only one nonstop from Cleveland to Nashville to Southwest.
Yeah.
Good thing I like them.
I guess it is. Right. All right, so anyway, let's hope the Southwest flight attendant is okay. I'm betting, well, the captain wasn't, you know, this guy is 55 years old, so he's got to have been in that seat for quite a long time. Sometimes if you've ever been in the cockpit of a plane, a commercial airliner, the pilots are listening to audio because in their ears or in the cockpit, the voice tells you when you're at 400 feet, 300 feet, 200 feet, 100 feet, 50 feet, 20 feet, and then touchdown. Obviously outside the plane, there are ways of measuring where you are. That's, you know, the whole business about the altitude. When you watch, you track your plane. That's one of the things I have fun when I'm on an American plane. You look at the screen and you can see like you're at 39,942 feet, what the temperature is outside and, you know, what the airspeed is and all that kind of stuff. And there are cameras in the belly of the plane. You can look down to see what the topography is of the land. It's just kind of fascinating, actually, to see all that stuff. But there is no, it's hard to imagine these days how you would have a rough landing like that because of all the stuff that they have in the cockpit that makes it, you know, easier for the pilots to tell actually where they are. And so, anyway, I hope she turns out okay. We were talking about Facebook earlier. We need to get back to that in a moment. The chat messages that were a part of a big suit against them. And I think this is something very telling about Facebook. None of us really like Facebook, even though we still use it. But here's another reason maybe not to like them. We'll talk about that after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb. It's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Babble, right. Babble for free. Hey, that is babble. Babble. Babble is when my mother used to tell me to be quiet while I was eating dinner. She would tell me to stop the babble. Babble was meaningless chatter, according to her, anyway. So maybe it's...
like this?
Okay. You called me. Facebook! It's serious now. Has turned over chat messages between a mother and a daughter in an abortion. This is something very troubling. They've given these chats to a Nebraska police station after Facebook was served with a warrant as part of an investigation into an abortion. So this is another ramification of Roe v. Wade.
Cool. That's what people are worried about. The thing is, this actually, the warrant, the investigation started in April, mm-hmm. before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, when Jessica Burgess, 41, the teenager's mom, Celeste, was 17 at the time.
Yep.
She acquired the abortion pills, gave them to her daughter, who was 23 weeks pregnant. Oof. Past what Nebraska's 20-week... at the time, you could get an abortion. Yeah, so
yeah.
This baby could have been viable. The youngest premature baby that survived was 21 weeks. Mm-hmm. So she took these pills. Again, this was prior to Roe v. Wade, but this does bring up the question.
It does.
Will there be kind of a witch hunt for people who are doing this now in the post-Supreme Court overturning the Roe v. Wade era?
So there's a couple of things here. That's one of them, Jay. You're right. But then Facebook and the entire business about chats and...
every record. Yes.
Right.
That's
yeah.
troubling.
Yeah. You know, once you say it, once you post it, even if you delete it, that doesn't mean it's gone. There's a great lesson in here for people who think that once they hit the delete button, the stuff is gone. And maybe... you think twice about what you put out there. I think that's part of what comes from this anyway. Pretty chilling all the way around. It's 10 before the hour. Yeah, it is. 10 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
That you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call. That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Okay, it's good news time from the pet department. The good news is Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show every weekend on hundreds of radio stations here and in the universe. Actually, Warren's voice goes so far into the universe, you can hear him on Mars. It's a great way, great tribute to his many years as a broadcaster. And so you don't have to go to Mars. You can listen to him on your radio. You can listen to him online at thepetshow.com. So here's the story of a hero dog lover who kept seniors and their pets together. The dog rescue program that we're talking about, Warren, specializes in helping dogs of the elderly. You know, what happens when you get old and you can't take care of your dog anymore? You're not physically able to take care of a dog. Do you believe that people who are our age should continue? I'll probably get another 10 years out of Daisy. But then I'll probably want to have another dog. Should I, at that age, do you tell people that because of age they ought not to get a dog?
No, I tell them if they're a certain age, maybe adopt an older dog and make sure that you have a living trust if something were to happen to you, that that dog would be taken care of. That's number one. Number two is I was involved, I'm trying to think of the name of it now, I'm going blank, it's early out here in L.A., where people, you have those people that take food to senior citizens. Well, I was involved in a program where when they take food to senior citizens, there was also the same group that would maybe walk the dog or bring dog food for them or help socialize the dog. So there's nothing better for a person that's by themselves to make them feel needed or wanted than to nurture something. We know how important nurturing is, and senior citizens really need to nurture. They've nurtured their whole lives. All of a sudden, it's cut off. I think either fostering or adopting senior dogs is fine, again, as long as there's a trust so that if something were to happen to them as seniors, that they, in fact, the dog or cat, in fact, has a place to go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. This organization in Pacific Grove, California, is called Peace of Mind, a nonprofit that helps to find homes for dogs from folks who just can't take care of them anymore, who are just too old. I think making people aware that there is yet another way for you to adopt a dog. No reason to go to a puppy mill. No reason to go to a dog store to get a dog. That's pretty much it. That's the message, I think, for me.
Well, the important thing here is, and I say this all the time, is the importance, and even myself, you know, I'm not at that age to give up yet, but the bottom line is that I have a living trust for Molly and Willie. In other words, if God forbid something would happen to me and Denise, there's a living trust set up where the person gets financially taken care of, the dogs get financially taken care of, their vet takes. So in other words, it's really, really important. They're part of my family, and I know I get in trouble when I say this, but there's a new study that came out that said that people that don't have children and have pets really do in fact love their dogs or their cats as much as people that have children love their children.
Yeah.
I know that may sound weird to some people and crazy to some people, but if you don't have children, then your pet is that part of your family that you need to nurture. So a living trust is critical for people out there, and not just a will, because in a will you can leave somebody and they can get out of it, but a living trust, everyone signs on, this person wants the dog or the cat's going to take care of them, the finances involved, how it's going to be done. Because I spend so much time at shelters, and it drives me crazy when I see a senior that may have passed away or has to be taken to a senior housing place where they don't allow pets, and rather than the family taking care of their dog or cat that their senior loved for so many years, they take it and dump it at a shelter. What kind of person can do that? Part of that family member, part of that human family member is part of that dog or cat. Their personality, the way they act, that transfers from one end of the leash to the other. So I don't know how people can do that. Living trust. And there are great attorneys out there. You can go online and find out how to set up a living trust for your pets as well.
Here's another great example. The Seattle Mariners, you see this, have adopted, adopted a dog for the clubhouse from the Washington Animal Rescue League. And the fellow who's the manager of the Mariners said, his name is Scott Servais, says, this dog, there's a dog out there for everybody. We hit a home run with this one. It's a 4-year-old Labrador Retriever mix. Dog's name is Tucker. Made its first appearance in the game last weekend. I thought that was kind of what a great message, again, getting people to think about where they get their dogs.
Exactly.
Right?
And people involved with professional sports are absolutely amazing because they're on all the time and having a pet.
Yeah.
You know, years ago, I trained all the dogs for the New York Jets, the Islanders, many of the Mets. And the bottom line was these people worked so hard. When they got home, the toughest guy on the hockey rink would get down on his hands and knees and with his little puppy. So it's amazing how dogs and cats, for that matter, can really bring a person to where they should be. And having one at the, and now they have dogs at colleges for people that are taking tests and really are anxious about taking tests. They have dogs there to calm them down before they take an exam.
Hear conversations like this every weekend. Alan Warren's, you can get the audio of the Pet Show at thepetshow.com. It's 59 past the hour.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market. markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.